You're about to listen to the podcast version of the audiobook for Bradley Charbonneau's best-selling book, One. If you'd like to uncover what your one word for the year is, or you already have your one word and you'd like to step into its power, go to one.repossible.com. Now, enjoy this next chapter of One.
Chapter 18, Book Description, the sales page. Quote, "I have already made this paper too long, for which I must crave pardon, not having now time to make it shorter." Unquote. Benjamin Franklin. In the book marketing world, there's a hierarchy or flow or reader journey on the road to purchasing your book. It goes roughly like this. 1. Cover. 2. Title. 3. Subtitle. 4. Book description. Blurb, sales copy, back flap, etc. Each one leads to the other. In other words, 1. If they like the cover, they'll read the title. If not, bye-bye. 2. If the title grabs them, they'll read the subtitle. If not, hasta la vista. 3. If the subtitle floats their boat, they'll read the book description. If not, ciao. 4. If the book description does the trick, they might buy the book. If not, next. Note that, sure, they may go from step 1 or 2 directly to step 4 of buying your book, but from what I learned about book marketing, it's more of a linear process. This whole process can take anywhere from 1 second to 1 minute to 1 hour. It's usually closer to 1 second. This is my way of saying that we need to keep this book description short and sweet. Honest and truly, and you might not want to hear this, but authors gripe and moan and dread the book description often more than they do the book itself. It is, or should be, a different kind of writing. It's copywriting. Whereas your book might be written in a flow, storytelling fashion, the book description is a sales page. It has a clear goal: to get the reader to buy your book. Nothing more, nothing less. Scared yet? Dreading this? Yeah, sorry, not sorry. This is an important element for this book and to learn for your next book or anything you've created. Energy. Mind, 5. Heart, 2. Gut, 3. The energy for this step is more intellectual than feeling. We want to list benefits in bullet points and have a call to action. Quote, "Yuck, sales, bullet points, call to action, no, save me please," unquote. May be you. I admit, this can sound like a painful endeavor, so let's rip this Band-Aid off quickly and get this over with. If I were to laser focus the elements of a book description down to single words, it might be these. 1. Who. 2. What. 3. Why. 4. How. 5. When. With some description added on. 1. Who is this book for? 2. What problem does it solve? 3. Why does the reader care? 4. How to get results? 5. When to take action. Let's apply these questions to this book, the one you have in your hands, your one word, and it might be something like this. 1. Who? Those looking for change, improvement, clarity in their lives. Finally. 2. What? Confusion or overwhelm early in the new year. 3. Why? don't want the same as last year. Frustrated, overwhelmed, unclear. 4. How? Write your one-word book. 5. When? Now. Today. This month. If your book description is as simple as my 5 bullet points above, you've already succeeded. If you'd like to write it out a bit more, awesome. This is one element that we'll keep tweaking, and it will keep improving, and someday it will get easier to work on. It usually happens when you deeply resonate with your book and its purpose. When you have that, your reader will too. I know I made this sound like a horrible exercise, but I hope you can find the joy in it and work on it and improve it and see how powerful this book description can be for you as the author, for you as the reader, and for you who creates more and more. Repossible. Possible. Write your book description last. Impossible. Don't write your book description. Repossible. Write your book description first. P.S. If you were wondering if this element was optional, I thought about making it optional, but it's truly a critical element in this book of yours. And also in future works of yours of any kind, in any format, in any media. If you can get your sales page copywriting down, you can do anything. Yes, it's that important. P.P.S. Tough love. I was in a workshop where the team leader asked if anyone in the group was behind. A few people raised their hands. To them, he then said, "Catch up." Guess what happened? People caught up.
Thank you for listening to a chapter from Bradley Charbonneau's best-selling book, One, delivered here as a podcast. If you're ready to embrace the power of one word to be your guiding light, your North Star, and a roadmap to your future self, head over to one.repossible.com and let's start this next 1 year of your life today. As a thank you for listening to the podcast version, here's a coupon for 25% off the online version or the live version, whether online or in person. Use the code INTENTION, and let's make this next year your year.